Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's not just a third wheel right now while you two are making out. I'm just standing there.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We are staring, as Bobby V would say, right in the old puss.
And James Strebel.
Matt Jones, you curse the program, man.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Good gracious. I mean, come on, Sheriff. You're supposed to be Mr. Inside. Does it take 2 months? To hire assistant basketball coaches at U of L?
Great question. I wish I knew the answer, Dave.
Keep that music up, process. There we go. Bands from Philly, I think. Hey, welcome in. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. You know it's a Thursday. We'll get to Rick Bozich here in just a second. But a reminder, Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, they got you covered. All the spirits, wine, beer, and premium cigars. You want that great craft beer selection, they got you covered at the two locations, both on Shelbyville Road, of Evergreen Liquors, and then the Cox's Spirit Shops all over town, your neighborhood liquor stores. They are 100% employee-owned, and right now they're offering delivery. Cox'sLouisville.com, and we appreciate them being part of The Take here on ESPN 680 105.7. Well, let's get Bozich up here. Rick Bozich, WDRB, I've read most of. He just put a column out about Kentucky, obviously, getting the two big guns today with our guy Jen Coleman and Orlando Antigua, so we'll get to that. And we'll get to Tony La Russa. I thought about doing 30 minutes on Tony La Russa, Rick. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. That's what it is.
You know, I'm glad I couldn't watch the game yesterday because of the blackout, but I was getting bombarded with texts from different people who were hating on La Russa and then others who were feeling sorry for him. So, listen, dude, this is way too deep in the weeds, but David Kaplan's got a David Kaplan has a radio show in Chicago, and I listened to about 50 minutes of the most harsh criticism I've heard in a long time on his podcast this morning.
Look at that. Look at Rick Bozich. That's how he – did you listen during your morning walk with the dog?
That's correct.
There you go. Oh, see, look at me.
And I'm going to think of who is – Jonathan Hood, Cap'n Hoodie. They're on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, so I always listen to get my Chicago sports update. And where's Mitchell at, by the way, today?
Oh, yeah, the process
Albert
is...
Albert Pujols getting DFA'd. I wondered whether that put him in a position where he couldn't work or something.
No, he is in a wedding this weekend on Saturday, and for some reason on Thursday, not Friday, but they're doing it 2 days before, they're doing the rehearsal dinner. So he had to split out early and do the rehearsal dinner, and he even had to split out a little bit earlier because he didn't have any shoes. His brown shoes had holes in them, so he had to go to shoe carnival to buy more brown shoes. Rick,
oh my, these young kids today—I don't know what we're going to do with them.
Yeah, so he's got a big weekend. Him and the boys are going to a cycling class tomorrow as part of the festivities around the weekend. That's not one I had heard of, but it's happening. So hey, what can I say? Now you wrote about it. We'll get to it. But my guy James Strebel here is so happy, Rick. He loves Orlando Antigua. He's bought into Chin Coleman. And he said nature is starting to heal itself. Remember back when the pandemic started and we were all inside? Remember how the ozone layer and the grass and Mother Earth was starting to repair itself?
All deer roaming around in herds.
Yeah, remember, it was starting to heal itself, was the Earth. That was his analogy today as Kentucky basketball gets two big guns. What was your initial reaction? It was finally made official, and now Kentucky, the expectation is to go get some dudes to fill out this roster.
Yeah, I mean, Cal said he was going to take care of this at the end of the season, and I believed him, and I think everybody should have believed him that wasn't going to change his way of going about things. They're still going to recruit guys at the very top of the list, and the previous staff wasn't as successful at it, and some of the guys they did get turned out to be overrated, and, you know, they're going to dive back in the deep end of the pool and be going after the top 10, top 15 type players. So throw that in with the three grad transfers they've got, and I think he's well on his way to, you know, he likes to have the best players on the floor, and he didn't have the best players on the floor this year, and sure. I think he's going to remedy that.
Those specific guys, are you even a little bit surprised? I mean, when I started to hear the rumors of Orlando Antigua, I was like, wow, I mean, that'd be a pipe dream. I know how much Kentucky fans love him. And then to grab a second assistant, especially one connected to Ty Washington, who's committing here in a week and a half. I mean, Calipari went to Brad Underwood, who had a great year, and just straight robbed the heart and soul of his recruiting efforts.
Yeah, he pretty much knocked Illinois from a number one seed to about a 14 seed in one day. You know, Chin Coleman, I really hadn't heard that much about it. I think he worked at Illinois Chicago, and before that he had strong connections in the AAU world in Chicago and the Chicago Public League, and that's an area Kentucky likes to go into and recruit, and it's unusual for one school to take two staff members from the same Big Ten program. I mean,
I can't remember a time, Rick, it's happened.
Yeah, a number one seed in a team that was, like, tied for the first place in the Big Ten. They just went there and said, no, you're coming with me. And so, you know, you want a Cal to flex on people, that's pretty much flexing.
Yeah. I can't remember a time two assistants the same year left and went to another big-time program like that. I mean, you might have a better memory than I, but I don't.
Maybe if they're moving up from like a mid-major or something to a head deal where it's like a coach and assistant coach or something, but to go and take another Power 5 conference school's top two assistant coaches, unprecedented.
It really is. I still can't believe that it happened, quite frankly. It still makes absolutely no sense. It's the Empire striking back, Rick. That's what this is. The nice guys and Mark Few. You had your time, young Skywalker. Now it's time for Darth Vader to be back.
Right.
Calipari and Will Wade are cleaning up.
Later on tonight, I might have to go on the Illinois message boards to see how they're handling this. Probably
they're not.
This might be the angriest they've been since Eric Gordon decommitted to go to Indiana.
They've been mad for weeks because this has kind of been rumored for, I don't know, Strieble, 3 weeks maybe?
Something like
Orlando
that.
The Orlando Antigua part, and then Chin Coleman picked up, and then the story's just kind of been out there before it was finalized today. But no, Illinois fans have been butthurt, Rick, you know, for quite a while, for several weeks now. So there's
From the moment they lost to Loyola as a one seed. So it has ever since that day's happened, it's been straight off the cliff for the Illini.
Yeah, their good players have left. They've transferred. Adam Miller leaving. DeSumo obviously going pro and everything else. Here's the one thing I would say I'm interested in that I think they'll have to do, and that is I agree with you that the recruits, they're getting out of high school. They're trying to get a better player that they have missed on at least, four out of the last 5 years. I am in agreement. I do think, though, the secondary part of being able to hit the transfer and the grad transfer, now just the transfer market, to me that has value as well. Like, I could see Chin Coleman and or Orlando Antigua being able to persuade the guys they have relationships with. You know, they might not be done robbing Illinois is what I'm trying to say with all of that. So I do think I agree with you, get the best of the best. But I think the other thing that's really interesting is how much the landscape has changed with the G League and other things. And, I mean, it's not the same as it was 4 or 5 years ago. And I do think those guys will have to get grad transfers as well. And that's what's different than the first time around, especially for Orlando Antigua.
Yeah, I agree. And I raised the possibility a couple days ago of wondering whether Andre Curbelo, who was Illinois' freshman point guard this year, would also be there. I mean, there's no way they would announce it today, but if you told me a week from today that Curbelo's leaving Illinois because A, Illinois is not going to be very good next year, and B, Curbelo went to Illinois from Long Island because his father, I believe, played for or played with Orlando Antigua at some point. And, you know, if you're a really good point guard, where do you want to go? You want to go play for Cal because he's had all these great point guards? That wouldn't shock me if we hear that news.
What percentage do you think will go into the season thinking Kentucky basketball is stacked, if you had your guess? Because, I mean, they're also zooming with a bunch of forwards. Like, they're not done. I think, you know, you could be looking at three other guys, and that could include losing someone like Keon Brooks, of course.
Well, I mean, but they've got Grady, and they've got C.J. Frederick, and they've got Oscar Shuibe. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
They got three pretty strong grad transfers. I mean, transfers as it is. I could see them bringing in one or two more. I know they're interested in Marcus Carr, and we don't know what Marcus Carr is going to end up doing, whether he's going to stay in the draft or not. He pulled out of the draft a year ago, so I think he'd be high on their list. And there might be one other guy, and then you have a nice mixture of four or five older dudes and, you know, the recruits that they have, and if they can add Ty-Ty Washington, that'd be another one. So I'd say they're going to add one or two more players.
C.J. Frederick, what do you make of him?
You know, he's a rotation guy. I mean, he's not a starter at Kentucky. He started at times for Iowa. He's not a great defender. He's a really good shooter. But if you have the right players around him and you're running things for him where he can be a catch-and-shoot guy, he can be a very effective player. He's not Tyler Hero. I mean, he's not that athletic, and he's not that dynamic. But he's a really good shooter. And, you know, if they use him correctly, he can be a really good weapon. I'd see him as, like, you know, at 8 or 9 points per game guy.
Yeah, I mean, if he came in to give me, if you're telling me he's like 9 points a game, you know, hitting three threes or whatever it is, I think Kentucky is shooting 50% from that or whatever. I think Kentucky fans would be pretty happy with that. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 1057. I'm trying to find your tweet, but you retweeted someone in Indianapolis. Mike Woodson was asking, I can't believe I'm
Anthony
bringing this.
Calhoun.
Okay, from Wish TV, right, in Indy, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Is that right? I can't believe we're bringing this up again. And Striebel doesn't even know what I'm talking about. This damn UK, this UK IU game.
Here it comes.
Because Mike Woodson, you know, maybe he'll talk to Cal. I mean, Rick, are we doing this again? I mean, it's a new coach, but are we doing this again?
No, it's not going to happen. I'm tired of talking about it. He didn't want to do it with Archie, who was his buddy. He didn't want to do it with Crean, who was his buddy. I don't really know what kind of relationship he has with Mike Woodson. And, you know, we need to move on. Kentucky plays other teams. They have other events. Indiana needs to find a new team to play a home-and-home series with. And let's move on here.
Thank you. Thank you. See,
thank
Rick
you,
was
Rick.
Concise there.
Like
he
that.
Said what needed to be said. He didn't need to linger on, right?
We moved on.
Not like killing La Russa for 45 minutes on radio. You didn't need to do that. We need to get right to it. I saw that and I go, oh, God. If I have to do a July show in Kentucky and Indiana, I'm taking the day off. You understand? I'm taking the day off.
I was on a Zoom with Woodson and Bob Kravitz and Greg Doyle the other day, and we didn't even ask him about it because – I'm tired of the topic. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, thank God. I'm going to ask you about that here, and I guess we could get to that right now. That was all my Kentucky stuff. I'm not sure there's anything Louisville-wise to ask Rick Bozich right now, to be honest. Right? Is there? I mean, right? I mean, Chris Mack, we haven't heard from him. They're
Quinn
going
Slezinski.
To – I mean, Q Slaz leaves, two scholarships to play with. I guess, what was your reaction? Quinn Slezinski's gone, and now, you know, maybe a bench guard, maybe another big – you know, Chris Mack's going to fill that job, assistant coach. And, you know, I think, you know, Louisville will add at least somebody else here at some point.
I was surprised on Slezinski because he seemed to be all in on Louisville and he got to start quite a few games last year. And he played okay at times. I mean, he's obviously a limited player. He's not a great player, but he can do a few things. And I was surprised that he's leaving, to be honest with you. But maybe he wants to go somewhere else. We're going to be playing more, or maybe he sees Matt Cross coming in and some other people and say, I'm not going to play as much. So I wish him well. But I'll say I was surprised to hear that he's leaving. I mean, I'll say two things. One, that's four guys in that great recruiting class who are already gone after 2 years. But secondly, if you look at the three they lost, which is what, Nickelberry, Agahan, and Slezinski, and they've replaced them with Locke and Cross And West, I mean, it's a net talent upgrade, so they moved in the right direction.
Oh, I think Hugh Slaz just got, or Slaz, all the cool nicknames, Rick.
he's a great interview. That's why we're missing him. He was the best talker on the team.
He got recruited over by multiple guys. I mean, I think it's that simple. He played what, like 21 minutes a game or something. He started 8 games, and I think maybe a step down would be fine for him. But you're right, the Super Six has mostly fizzled out, and Jalen Withers, we'll see what happens with him. Sam Williamson looked like he found part of his game late last year. I mean, last half of the year, it seemed like he finally found what he was good at, and we'll see what happens with David Johnson, who right now pretty much is a second-round pick. So, yeah, I we still need some time, but there's no doubt at least half of that class is completely fizzled right out.
Yeah, I mean, we're down at – everybody needs to get used to it. This is the new reality of college basketball. Don't fall in love with any of these guys, because if they're really good, they're going to leave after a year or two to go pro. And if they're not that good, they're going to be shuffled off. And so, you know, somebody who actually goes somewhere and stays and plays 4 years is going to be the absolute exception.
Rick Bozich with us. Now, you wrote about this, and there's many interesting things. You guys had a round table. Who was it? You, Kravitz, and Doyle, and who else? Was that it?
No, just the three of us.
Okay. You guys shot some questions, and you put that up at WDRB with the relationship there, IU and Woodson. I mean, there's several ways. I was going to ask you, what do you continue to learn about Mike Woodson? What continues? You've got some access here to what interests you about Mike Woodson. I found interesting. I won't give away too much of the article. Go read it. But initially, his first – you'll like this, Strieble. His first rah-rah speech to the guys, he asked for a commitment right then.
Oh.
And the best five players didn't raise their hand. And then he talks about, you know, he told Bozich and others about selling Trace Jackson Davis on what he wasn't able to do. So I guess, I don't know, you got some access here. What do you make of Mike Woodson several weeks on to the job, how he recruited these guys, and how he's just hanging out, living in an apartment right now in Bloomington?
Yeah, the first thing I'll say is, A, he's more accessible and comes across as more as a real human being than Archie did. That was the biggest drawback I think that Archie Miller had, is he didn't project any positivity or any emotion or any excitement at all in the job. And that, I guess, can work if you're winning games, but when you're not winning games, it just isn't a very good look. And Woodson seems to be just like a real person, and talked about, you know, even as he went through his NBA career, he always wanted to come back and coach at Indiana, which I didn't know that early in his life he wanted to do that. And then I didn't realize that he said people didn't know that he came back to Bloomington every year in the offseason of the NBA, because he and Scott May own a bunch of apartments there. So he's always been connected to the area. And the other thing that you mentioned was how he got Trace Jackson Davis to stay, which is put together like nearly an hour of video clips of all the things he didn't do well. And he finally got Jackson Davis to the point where he got angry and said, "Coach, everything you're showing me here is making me look bad." He goes, "Bingo, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not ready for the NBA."
And it, which and it is worked. Shooting.
And that was kind of a risk. You could make a guy mad that way and say, I don't want any part of this, but it worked. So his reverse psychology worked.
What Trace Jackson can't do, he can't shoot anywhere. I mean, that's it, right?
He can't shoot, and he can't use his right hand. Now, what's that?
No, he can't. He can't shoot jumpers. He's got no, game to stretch the floor, and he can't shoot free throws either.
Right, he's a 65% free throw shooter at best. It's going to be the challenge now. I mean, you're right. Identifying the problem is one thing, but now the challenge will be on Woodson to actually fixing it. Archie Miller didn't, and his, when Jackson Davis announced that he was staying, he kind of let it slip that there wasn't much developmental work done in Indiana with the coaches, that mainly it was GAs. And I think that Mike Woodson and Feist and some of these other guys are actually going to be more hands-on. So if Jackson Davis gets better, it'll be a win for Woodson.
Yep.
If Jackson Davis is the same player, then it'll be, well, you didn't fix him either.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. But, I mean, it's a good bet to have. I mean, you got to work with what you got. It's a pretty good bet to have.
For college basketball, for IU, it's great to have one of the best Big Ten
big men come back for another year in a league when Garza's leaving and Kofi Coburn's leaving and maybe one or two, the guy at Iowa, Potter's leaving. I mean, it gives Indiana a big advantage.
What did you make of Justin Fields going to your Bears? And thank you for the first-round draft pick. If you could stink next year so my Giants could get a nice, tasty top, you know, 3-5 pick, that would be nice. What do you make of that? Come on, you had to like that a little bit. Come on.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was glad they were bold and realized that they had to do something beyond Andy Dalton. The only problem I have is the track record of these guys. I mean, they've gone from Mike Glennon to Mitchell Trubisky to Nick Foles to Andy Dalton. So, I mean, it's not like they've got a great record of picking the right guy. So let's see if this guy works.
That's how I feel about Mark Stoops. if you're wondering, that's how I feel about Mark Stoops. God bless him. Vince Mero, he's playing the same song, the one-hit wonder, the Macarena. I know that's a musty reference, Process. I don't know if you know what that is. In fact, Process, if you're awake back
that
there.
That came up out the year I was born, just so you know.
Okay, I know. It's a musty, musty reference for everybody. But he came on with Issel and Pratt the other day, Bozich, and said, we're getting ready for Atlanta type of thing. But he said, if this quarterback thing works itself out, I'm like, well, that happens to be a big if the quarterback thing works itself out, is a haymaker. It's a haymaker.
Getting ready for Atlanta for the SEC championship game?
Yes.
Yes, Rick. Is that what he said?
Yes, Rick. He did.
Replay that. I want to hear that. You got to cut that audio.
I'll send it to you. It's like every time he talks, this is what he does. It's the hits. If he came on here, he'd be like, we're ready to go. We're deep. You know, I mean, you see the quotes are all over the place. I'll send you the audio. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's Vince Merrill.
Did Georgia join the ACC? I missed that.
Yeah. They swapped Georgia Tech and Georgia.
Yeah.
Actually, it's bad news for Satterfield.
Florida State also traded out. Yeah.
And, you know, we never got to this, and we're idiots. Rick Bozich, WDRB, with us. And you put this up on Twitter as not your avatar, but the wallpaper. I don't know what it's called. The header. I don't know what it's called. I mean, you were just the star out there on Saturday at the Derby.
Yeah.
Right behind Baffert and his wife and all of his connections. I mean, Rick, did you know the eyes of the world were on you as you were chasing down Baffert as you won yet another Kentucky Derby?
I did not until it was happening. Then people start texting me and calling me, and I was trying to work. But, I mean, I knew where he was, and as soon as I knew, that's Baffert's horse. And, like, I ran back into the paddock and saw the whole reaction, and then I walked with him through the tunnel and stuff, and he kept going, I don't believe it. I don't believe him believe it. I don't believe it.
Would you believe him?
10 times.
Yeah, you believe him in his shock.
I believe him because last week when they had the Derby draw, he didn't even go. And Baffert never misses that. I mean, he likes TV cameras. And then all week when you're around him at the barn, he was like, yeah, I don't have a top 5 horse. I have a top 10 horse. And you know, he's a deserving Derby winner, but, I mean, when you look at the horses Baffert's had recently, Justifying American Pharoah, he's not in their class. So his reaction was he was crying. His wife Jill was crying. Their reaction was so emotional that I don't think they could fake it, because, I mean, the cameras really weren't around until he started walking down the tunnel. And I think he said it accurately after the race. Like most years, he comes in there feeling like, I have the favorite, I better win. And sometimes, like when he had Point Given, he didn't win, or looking at Lucky or a few other ones. But this year, it was like an unexpected win. It was sort of like, remember in 98 when Kentucky won the championship with that Paget and Shepard and those dudes? That championship was sort of celebrated a little bit differently, because even though they were really good, most people weren't expecting them to win. And when you win one like that, it kind of means more. That's what this was kind of like.
Yeah, and you were front and center, Rick. I mean, you were the star. I jumped out of my seat. I mean, you were the star. I'm like, Bozich is chasing him down like Alan Cutler. He's going Alan Cutler and Billy G. This was a happy moment.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess – Kentucky leave, I guess Billy G leaving was a happy
moment.
It was a happy moment. Yeah, yeah, Billy G being fired was a happy moment as well. Essential Quality and Mendeloon are going to be out. Do you have any Preakness thoughts? I guess we'll talk more about it next week, but just, you know, any thoughts for the Preakness? Are you going to the Preakness by any chance?
No, I'm not going to the Preakness. I've done a few Preaknesses. I like going to Baltimore and usually hit a baseball game when I'm there, but I don't think Medina Spirit will win again. I think he's more of a one-hit wonder.
Ah, well, there it is. Oh. Like Vince Mero with we're getting ready for Atlanta. Yes. Well, Rick, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the baseball. Billy Hamilton, I forgot, was a White Sox yesterday. I mean, Billy Hamilton's terrible. He's terrible. I say he's one of the worst players
he's
I've
awful.
Seen.
He struck out with the winning run on third
base. We were watching it. Yeah, might have had a couple shekels on the White Sox, a live bet. You know, we're in Indiana. We're in God's country. Awesome, Big Easy. We'll take care, Rick. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. There you go. A little Rick Bozich on a Thursday.
I like that Baffert story. He's crying. It says he's a human being. He's weeping.
He's a machine.
He was weeping.
He's a machine.
He is a machine. He's awesome.
Process. You know what, Process? We need to dive into this real quick.
Brad, what do you got?
You know where I'm diving into. Process had an interesting. We'll take a break here. 4379680. Now that Process is here, we can dive into this. Yeah. We can get some truth, some honesty from the Process. So get ready.
Therapy session.
Okay, so Process got to go to the Derby.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so he was out there. He's working long hours. And so one of the rewards is that you have that pass to go to the Oaks Derby, the Derby, whatever it may be.
Yes.
Okay. So Process was dressed up like a college Republican, and he went out there, and he had a rose in his mouth, and he hung out with Gunter Brewer, and he hung out with Blank, and Double D, the vice president. And like 2 weeks ago, Process was sad and downtrodden, he was sulking, had his head down. He goes, he's never going to take me to the Derby. And then Diener did pretty much take him to the Derby.
Right.
Okay. And then on Monday, and this is after a great weekend for the Process, he got to fist bump the governor, told him to run it back.
Yeah.
He got to be around luminaries in a derby setting where you're never going to be able to move that much, Process. Okay. Have that sort of freedom.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, on Monday, he is met with a problem. And that problem is Diener is gloating that he had Medina Spirit.
Right.
That he talked about Medina Spirit all week, which is factual.
Right.
Yes.
But at the very end of the week, it's Brad Cox, right? Brad Cox, the Essential Quality trainer
from Louisville,
sat with them at Thursday and convinced, was so passionate about his horse that it swayed Diener in his analysis.
Oh.
And so Thursday at, what was the Process? 9:57 a.m.
Nah, it was earlier than that. It was probably about 8:30.
Yeah, okay. He logged a prediction. Did Diener? No, at the end of the show.
Oh, I thought you meant when I got annihilated. Go ahead.
Well, no, he logged a prediction, on Thursday of Derby Week. I'm putting Essential Quality up top, Medina Spirit second.
Oh,
now, Diener all week had been Medina Spirit, and on Saturday bet Medina Spirit.
He did.
So he won money.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
he's got all of the evidence. The problem is when he said Essential Quality, that stuck in Process's mind. It stuck in my mind.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That he took Essential Quality on the segment where you finally give your pick.
It was the final segment of the week. It was his pick.
Right.
Stamped it down in concrete.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
And Process played back that sound for Diener.
Oh.
And now, what's the rest of that? What was that commercial break like, Process?
So Drew has blown up at me probably about probably three times. And every single time it happens, I think he's kidding until it's far too late. So when I played it, I thought he was kidding. And then once it got to the point of no return, I was like, oh, hell, I'm going to die.
you're like, oh, this will be funny.
And the, it seemed funny.
It's like that video of the kid where he like feels every, like the little Latino kid where he feels every emotion when he's on the news and he starts crying and he's laughing and all. It's like, that's what it seems like when I'm watching it in front of me. And I'm like, oh, we're kidding. We're kidding. We're not kidding. We're not kidding. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
I'm going to get fired here. He may fire me.
I didn't think I was going to get fired, but I did think he was going to throw this computer screen through the window at me, and I was going to go flying.
Oh, that's great.
I was like, well, Perrin, I guess this is it's time to process goes and sees God.
I had a good run.
Perrin is always there, too, just taking shrapnel as well.
Well, yeah, because well, here's the thing. I went back and listened to it a few times because I was like, where did I go wrong? And I just sit there, and I'm listening to it. I'm like, Perrin starts poking the bear and keeps poking the bear and doesn't know when to stop poking said bear. And I'm like, okay, Perrin, stop doing it. Stop.
Are you, like, texting
okay,
him,
he's
like,
hey. He's actually pissed now, Perrin. Please stop.
You're like texting like, hey, you might want to slow down there, big guy.
Like, no, I give him like a look, and then I start doing like that cut thing. I'm like, stop it.
Like the throat cut.
Yeah, I'm like,
they got out of the NFL. Remember? When
oh yeah,
they,
you get flagged for that got, now.
Yeah, oh, it's yeah. a big.
No,
deal.
It's like the Jonah Hill, like the chill out man, okay. like that
oh,
look.
Like,
I'm like,
hey,
gotcha. I'm like, yeah. relax, dude.
Like, chill, man.
Yeah, and he keeps going, and I'm like, Perrin, you don't understand what you're getting yourself into.
Oh yeah, he does.
He knows what
Perrin
he's doing.
Perrin and Diener have battled many times.
I know. It was very – the one with Jeff Greer was the most uncomfortable. And I texted Jeff and I texted you and I was like, I don't want to be here. Like, is there any way I can not be in this text chain?
The best part is I would love if there was like an intern, like his or her first day. Like that, like those awkward moments, those are the best.
Yeah, like
God, I wish I could have been there.
They're there. They're like, look, getting the lay of the land.
I still
like,
can't believe Process played that sound.
You guys
got to stop calling me the P word on air now that I played that bleep, okay?
We're calling you the Process.
We're
not calling you Mike or Mikey.
Or the other P word that a lot of texters keep telling me that I am because I the way I act.
Well, we do want you to ask blank.
Yeah.
Next time you see blank about the Louisville man web.
I was reading that and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I was so confused. Like, that's why I didn't say anything. I was like, A, I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds twice in 1 week. I'm reckless. I'm not stupid. Secondly, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, so that's how he rose to prominence. Process was this article he wrote after the Katina Powell stuff came out about being a Louisville man.
Yeah, and now it's gone.
It's gone. It's been scrubbed from the internet. We don't know how or why. I mean, that's what got his name in infamy, and that Matt Jones retweeted it and made him famous.
That was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
Yeah, it was his moment where he stood up in their darkest hour for U of L.
I'm the Louisville man!
By the way, Manchester United lost. Entz lost another bet.
Entz is about to roll in here swaggy with his little transitional sunglasses.
There?
He's walking in right now.
Oh, his
transitional sunglasses.
Entz looks like transition glasses.
Yes.
As did Magic Mike.
There is...
Yes.
I'm not kidding. The first time I ever met Entz, I thought he was Magic Mike's older brother.
I understand.
I was like, Magic, is that your brother? And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, this is awkward.
I totally understand that.
You brought that. There are some similarities
there. Entz didn't show up. Entz a headache. He didn't show up to the practice.
Well, migraine last night.
Neither did Patty Ice. Neither did Mitch. Oh,
Patty Ice wasn't there. Hold on a second. I knew Mitch, he got out of that real quick. Yeah, we had to do LSL.
He was washing Ennis's feet. With his hair, like biblical times.
He's cursing me out through the glass. He's like, I'm wearing effing Ray-Bans, you jerk. $500. He really wants you to know they're $500.
Oh, sorry, Ince. We apologize.
Oh, they're going to get busted by a softball. Yeah. Nick Valvano's going to – his cannon arm that has no precision.
Intern Aiden, man, that guy can effing play. Everybody else was kind of trash. But Aiden, he's like catching everything, and he's actually hitting dingers. He can play.
Everybody else was trash.
The Bad News Bears, man. We're going to get smoked.
I thought Biscuit was the greatest softball player that ever
lived. But the Biscuit was, who's a bigger baseball
player? Poppy.
Big Poppy. Yeah, Biscuit's Big Poppy.
There you go.
Wow. So he's not. Okay.
Greer strikes me definitely as the all-hustle guy. Greer is definitely that guy. the like.
He looks like soccer.
Like he's the guy that, that you play in basketball and he's good, but he's not that good. And you're like, he's all heart. I pick him second to last because he's going to give me more heart than the guy I'm going to pick last.
Well, we always learn new things about Jeff Greer. He's not like this laid back guy, that he's like intense and he's a little bit crazy. And he said he broke up with a girlfriend that had blisters on her hands.
What?
I didn't bet on Manchester.
He broke up with a girl because she had blisters on her?
I bet on him live, and it won because I played the first half.
I know guys that wouldn't care if she had blisters on her face. And like, I want a girlfriend. Please, don't leave me.
Yeah, Mitch.
Oh.
The saddest thing process that Mitch ever said when Nicky DeBoot, Nicky DeBoot pooped his pants.
Yeah. No, look, it ruined my, because Mike Tirico calls on the phone. I go, hello? And he's like, hi, it's Mike Tirico from NBC. I'm like, and I put him on, I'm like, all right, I put him on hold. I'm like, Nick, where the F are you, man? When Mike Tirico's on the phone, and I'm not embarrassing the station.
No, but he pooped his pants on Oaks, and Mitch was like Nick has consistently had a girlfriend, and like Mitch literally asked on air, what's wrong with me?
That's really sad.
He goes, what's wrong with me? He said it on Monday.
That's when I wasn't here.
Look, you better keep an eye on Mitch then, man. If this wedding doesn't go well, I'm scared. Keep all sharp objects and toasters away.
He's not gonna talk to a single woman.
Hi, do you want to dance?
There's the swipe. There it is. Let's take a break. On the other end, we'll wrap up the show. We got tons of sound. We got to play the sweet Chin music as Chin Coleman ends. I just see him texting us. We'll get to that, and we'll get you your text as well. 437-9680. It's the Take on a Thursday.
Plan ended up being. I mean, listen. Now that we have all the information in front of us, y'all were clowns.
And James Strebel.
Local sports line, clowning.
He's walking
Maybe they're
in.
Rubens, clowning. Blankenbaker, Blankenbaker, clowning. Diener, clowning. Y'all were clowning.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Process playing this music because I don't know what it is. This is stuff that Mitch likes. It's not something that I like, that Strebel likes, and I know Process doesn't like. I know he doesn't.
This isn't System of a Down.
No.
Hell no, it's not. Damn right, it's not.
This is not Mastodon. Hey, reminder, yeah. Lou City, Saturday, Birmingham Legion versus Lou City down at Lynn Family Stadium. Beautiful. Go out there. I think single game tickets are available. Pre-game coverage right here on ESPN Louisville beginning at 7:15. Kickoff there at 7:30. Also, a reminder, you missed any part of the show, go to the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Tune in. I was going to say iTunes, and that's just so musty. The Apple Podcast Store, and much more. Okay, let's play our sweet Chin music here. Chin Coleman did a video that got your boy Strebel very, very excited today. And we put the HBK Chin music because
this.
That was his. You know who Shawn Michaels is, by the way, Process? You have any idea?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, so you know.
Good. Thank
okay,
you.
Well, good.
Mitch didn't.
All right,
Mitch doesn't know Shawn Michaels, whatever.
He has no idea.
No clue.
He's a country kid from Kentucky and doesn't watch wrestling. Go ahead.
Greetings, Big Blue Nation, from Chin. As you can see, I'm already getting prepared. I'm already working hard to service you in the best way I can. It is a dream, truly a dream, and my family and I are so, so, so excited to be a part of Big Blue Nation, and I promise I will not let you down. We will have many, many, many more memories, many, 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 many more special moments, many, many, many more championships, many, 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 many more great times. Thank you. Go Wild. Let's go, Blue Nation. Let's go. I make them feel.
That's so great.
So right now, Process, you need to know your boy Strebel's ready to go.
I'm ready, Process. I'm ready for some UK post-game shows, basketball edition. I need Process in there. That Louisville
Process is not going to be in there. It's going to be Jack or somebody we haven't hired.
He doesn't
probably not going to be Process.
Probably not.
That's fine. I like doing the UK post-game show. It was always fun for me.
Every once in a while, especially the Louisville games, you get. That's all I ask for. This two processes for the season.
Louisville, Kentucky football game, Louisville, Kentucky basketball game. That's all I ask. Because we're going to play this. This is what we're playing in that basketball game. You hear me?
No
this
problem.
This is what we're playing.
How terrible are you going to be if they get Ty Washington? And I don't want to even, like, honestly, I'm worried what you might say if they get Ty, and for some unknown reason, Jaden Hardy commits to Kentucky, which I don't think is going to happen. But Kentucky fans are all over. Can we get Jaden Hardy? Can we get Alvarado? Whatever
Jose
it may
Alvarado,
be.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell they're going to get. Like there's scuttle. It's so many damn people. But Kentucky fans right now, the expectation after today, okay, especially, and Travis Branham and others have flipped the crystal ball.
Yeah, for Ty Washington. Look, this is
– Look at you.
Chin.
Look at you.
And Antigua have thrown a wild card into the deck. There is now a wild card.
Well, there's two wild cards.
There's two wild cards in the deck, and that's what is so beautiful about this. Look, Kentucky basketball yesterday, think about this, Andy. Yesterday, Matty Bangs sends out a tweet, good news coming today, and it was C.J. Frederick, which is nice.
Process, do you know who Matty Bangs is?
I drove him to Derby 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
What?
You
My
don't know
God.
That? You don't
wait,
know
wait,
that.
Wait, you what? Drove Matt Jones, what, you Ubered? You were
no, 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 no. I was an intern, and I needed some money, and I said, Diener, and I'm trying to make an impression. I said, Diener, I'll give you a ride to Derby for a good price. And he said, well, I got a ride, but do you want to drive Matt Jones to Derby? And I said,
whoa.
Hell effing yeah, I want to drive Matt Jones to Derby. So, yeah, I drove Matt Jones to Derby.
I not know this.
You never knew that?
No.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Who does know that besides you and Drew?
Most people.
I'm stunned
I
right
can't
now.
Believe you don't know that. No, I am I shocked you didn't know
no,
that.
I didn't know that at once. So Matty Bangs reached out to Double D because he knows Double D's got the hookup when it comes around Derby?
Derby time.
I guess.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Otherwise, how would those guys have
All of
a
his friends are really tall. That was my takeaway. I'm like, all of his friends are super tall.
So where did you meet at his place?
Yeah, at his place in Louisville.
Wow. That's hilarious.
How much did you charge him?
$100. I still have that $100 today.
Why?
Well, I haven't spent it. What the hell am I going to spend $100 on? I don't know.
So you just have a random $100?
That's $100
ago.
I have you don't understand. I have all my 21st birthday money still in a little pouch of money in my room somewhere.
Get robbed.
There's like $1,000 in there.
Don't tell people that.
Do you not believe in banks?
No, I just find a rainy day fund. I don't know.
Rainy day fund. I can see Process
on.
Being like one of those survivalists that like has like canned foods stashed away in case the
apocalypse
occurs.
Nah, man, if the nuke comes, that's life, baby. C'est la vie, c'est la vie.
Wait, so you picked up Matty Bangs and his friends. I had no idea. No,
I cannot believe, knowing your love of getting dirt on people at this station, that you did not know that. That is shocking to me.
Texas says, I want the wrestling thing to be funny, but it's not. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Texas
you.
Says, service you. Texas says, Streeble's ready to go. Chin is ready to go. Oh, it's a service. Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am ready to go. I mean, I'm telling you, if all of a sudden Jaden Hardy does commit, and it's not, I'm not entertaining the thought. Just a
nor should you, nor should you.
But if that does happen, if they get Ty Washington and Jaden Hardy in a single day on May 15th,
well, we got to go on the air.
Magical
we got to go on
we
the air.
We have to go on the air.
Well, you won't.
I don't know where I'll be. On that Saturday,
you'll be at your kid's ball game.
I'll drive
no,
back
you won't.
For. Yes, I will. To do a, I'll do a show if that happens, and I'll be
mark this down, Process.
Mark
because
it
there's
down.
No way in hell you'll do that. No way you'll do that.
You will
turn into a pumpkin at 6 o'clock.
I will.
You know you
for
will.
For this, Andy. For this, look at me. For this, oh.
Texas says Process still has $100 from 3 years ago. The dude's a psycho. Texas says, LOL.
Why? Because I saved my money? What are you spending on your box that you live in, jackass?
Produce framed his Matty Bangs money. I mean, that's how I took it.
I did. I framed it. I said, this is my Matt Jones $100. Yes. So, and I stare at it every night. I give a little kiss and I tuck it in. It has a small bed next to mine.
So what were you playing on the stereo, the car stereo? Is it a little mud vein? I mean, what'd you have going on
It's
there?
A great question.
I don't know. I think I just had Sirius on. I just had Sirius Lithium on.
Oh, like the Nirvana station.
Yeah. That's my go-to. Right, if I'm if I have Sirius Radio, it's either Howard Stern if it's paid for, or it's Nirvana station.
Okay.
Texas says Chin is ready to go back to missing the NCAA tournament.
No, he's not. He's ready to come in and start going to Final Four.
I love you, Jeff.
Texas says, talk about Blankenbaker and Woodford. Well, I don't understand what that means. So
he just said, like, he asked a stupid question to the Woodford rep. I can't believe he didn't hear about this.
What'd he ask?
He asked something about, he's like,
so, it was something like that sounded sexual, right?
Yeah.
To the Woodford rep?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't. What did he ask?
I don't want to say it. Damn it.
Text it to me.
All right, fine. Give me a sec.
Text it to me. By the way, while you're doing that process, do you remember calling me Saturday?
He called you Saturday. Well, about what?
I was probably trashed.
Yeah, I think that's what I was in.
I usually drunk call Strebel every now and again.
Really? Every once in a while.
Yeah, I go, Strebel, what's up, dude? And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm railing a hater, and I fist bumped the governor. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was in the minivan.
Wow, you were happy.
He was happy. I was in the
minivan. Oh, dude, it was great. I was glowing.
Process pops up on my phone. I was like, I can't take this in the minivan.
This is
the
fair.
Tooth was hooked up.
This is fair.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
Texas says, I text something mean to Process, but he'll call me a bleeper again.
How did you get unblocked? I blocked this guy, like, periodically. I can't believe he finds new phone numbers every time.
You know.
You got that Walter White burner.
Maybe somebody unblocked him.
No, because he resets every time. Also, we call that the process rule. I told the intern about that story today.
Yeah, we have a new intern. I forgot all about that.
All
right. Okay, we want to play some sound here, Process. Let's play a couple pieces of sound
here. Yeah, what
here.
You got? What do you want? What do you want to go with?
Okay, I think we have Diener Caller on Chris Mack. Do you want to go to that one first?
Diener
Caller
give me a second.
On
pull it
Chris
up.
Mack. All right, go ahead and pull that up.
All right, got it. Good.
All right, go ahead.
I think he just wants to let the results of this offseason speak for themselves, and then he'll come out and say something when everything's ironed out. But, you know, he'll get it. He'll get it. I mean, I'm hoping sometime he kind of opens up a little bit more to the public. But, you know, I kind of trust him. I like that he's being quiet, because it seems like he's laser-focused on patching every flaw that the team had last year. So, that's all I got.
Laser focus. How do you know he's not doing anything?
Well, he's clearly a good source with Chris Mack. Maybe it's it's a certain announcer individual with great sources.
What else is good? Let's see here. Play the Greer broke up with a girl with the blisters. Go ahead and play
that. I want to hear this.
What an odd way to end the show like we normally do.
I couldn't hold anything in my hand. It hurt like hell.
I broke up with a girl over those.
What, hand
she
thingies?
Had big blood blisters on her hand. I'm like, yeah, that's over.
I was sort of...
Damn, Greer.
Well, so would you. You're a vain person.
I'm not vain.
Not back in the day. You were a player back in the day. That's how you make it sound.
Well, good for you.
Again, I had about a 2-year window, but there was a point in my life where... blisters on the hands wouldn't have mattered much. Late high school, early college. It wouldn't matter if she had blisters or not.
I'm not even going to say it. You know what? Yeah, I am. So was it like a white knuckler situation or...
I have no idea what you two are talking about.
You're like, oh, she had blisters on her hand, so I'm asking you, was she like a white knuckler or something? Like, you know.
I don't know. All I know is that she had...
Process is running away with this right now.
He is.
And I don't know. I'm scared of it.
I'm scared of it too, honestly.
Okay.
By the way, Greer called you the Big Whiz today, Process. You should probably know that.
The what?
The Big Whiz.
What does that mean?
The Wizinator on Louisville's team.
Gabe Wiznitzer.
Well, that's not very nice. Can I at least be somebody cool like Montrezl Harrell? Not anybody in the team right now. Everybody in the team right now is kind of lame.
No, you want someone older. What are the Strebles doing tonight? What's
nothing.
On tap for the Strebles tonight?
Nothing,
anything?
No, nothing special. Just going to go home, have a little dinner. You know, just a random Thursday night. So nothing special.
He's going to go home and have a little dinner. That's all you got. That's all you got.
What kind of dinner? What kind of dinner are you going to have?
I'm going to go home and have dinner.
Like a lean cuisine? Are you a lean cuisine guy for the family? Okay, thank God.
No, no, no. We don't do the microwave.
Who's making dinner? You or the wife? Or you or is it a little carry out?
Maybe me.
What are you guys going to have?
I don't know. When we go, I'll go home.
You guys don't go out to eat very often.
We actually went out to eat a couple times here recently.
Did you really?
We did. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we went out to eat a couple times. It was nice. It's in Indiana, so I didn't have to wear a mask. It was great. Just walked in, sat at my table, ordered a beer. How about that? Hey.
Does Nick want to get on the air?
Yeah, he's been dying to get on the air. He's been like, he's
about
been
one.
Two
let
hand
the
grabbing the mic like Crane. All right, here you go, Nick. You're
all
on.
Right, yeah, go I'm ahead. On let now? Him on the air. We got finally. Nothing to talk about. I had no idea Jason Entz had to text me.
I don't know.
Me.
I was going
to
talk about crushing heaters or something for 2 minutes. I don't know. All right, go ahead, Nick.
All right, first off.
Yeah, Soccer City, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's on Soccer City? Hang on, Streeble. Who's on Soccer City?
Lance McGarvey, Jeff Greer, Casey Whitfield.
There you go.
Jason
Boom.
Entz on the board.
Boom, there you go.
Yeah, and they're all in here right now, including Entz.
Nice.
Hi, everyone.
So, process, did you put fertilizer on your balls this morning? Like, what the hell has gotten into you?
All right, so I crushed a Bang Energy.
Seriously, you're
I've
like,
done 7 hours of radio.
And none
I got
of your
a chip on my shoulder.
You're welcome.
You're
Jackass.
Welcome. Thank you. You're beautiful. And, yeah, no. And I really just wanted to prove that I could do Mitch's job better
well,
than
here's
him.
Here's the thing.
Wow.
I'm Whoa. Torn. I am torn. Wow. The text line loves you, and part of me loves you, too, because this is the process we have wanted
yeah.
forever.
This is the process so you see in the back every day.
Right. Where the hell is he 7 to 10?
Where? What do you mean, where is he 7 to 10?
He's not there. That's Mike Betson. You are Betson 7 to 10, and then you go hop in a telephone booth, Mike. Put Miracle-Gro on your scrotum, and then turn into this guy that empties the clip on everybody.
Well, the guy that was like, process is a clown. I'm like, you better start referring to me as God MF-er. That's how I feel about him.
All right. And
what is happening right now?
Dude, he is
Lance McGarvey there?
Everyone's in here. You should see poor Casey
Whitfield's
face.
Casey Whitfield has to think this segment right before Soccer City is always horrific.
It is.
It's the worst segment we do.
Yeah.
And this is all that Casey Whitfield knows of us.
Yes. He thinks we're animals.
Yes.
Thanks for animals.
Do you want to get her on? Like, just like what her initial thoughts are?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to. No, she doesn't need any more of this.
No.
She doesn't want her name associated with any of this.
No.
None of this. Anyway, go ahead. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, all right.
Quickly.
All right. I'll get out here in a sec. But two things. One, this is funny. Process was ranting and raving during the commercial break, so much so that Patty Ice yelled down the hallway. That
hey, brother, stop it right there. I'm going to come and put my foot up your ass as your manager.
It was basically one of those things. And
Ennis is not happy. He can hear you through the non-soundproof studio.
So we pissed off the associate.
I'm doing the shock of bra, too. You can't see. Look into your radio.
So that happened. And then Greer and I are pissed off. Produce shows up for one practice looking like all the crappy stores in the mall got together and like hopped in a blender. Like, that's what he shows up looking like.
He looks like PacSun, Hot Topic.
Seriously.
Aeropostale.
He looks like all of them. And then, look, and I mean, I was wearing pants that could be like, you know, that were as tight as a condom yesterday. So, like, I shouldn't talk too much. But, I like, seriously, he doesn't.
Doing? What is this?
He doesn't.
Turn this into Howard Stern?
He doesn't own a baseball glove.
Howard Stern is my hero. I want that known.
I'm just mad he called us all trash. What the hell? Like, we invite him to come out and play.
Look, I'm just saying, I think
credit.
We need some work.
We call you G-Wiz because you're our new project player. We see great potential
in
you.
I don't see potential. I see somebody G-Wiz. That needs to coach and watch the game and hopefully get out with no black eyes.
Yeah, that's about right. All right, Soccer City.
All right, bye, guys.
Soccer City's next. Get out of
here. It's been a ball. I love you all. I love you, Jeff Greer.
Get out of here. Hit the end.
Give us your hot take on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Turtle Wax Max Power Car Wash can provide maximum strength cleaning for any car. The more wash you use, the stronger the cleaning power becomes. $579 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.